Oh, Craig, I'm excited. This is our first time. We're doing a wake-up call for Marcus Leshock. And let's see if he's... And we're also going to catch him up on what he missed while he was sleeping. And, he climbed the presidential towers with us yesterday. I believe he did all four towers. We hung out with him afterwards. I think we should have the... Can we have the phone ringing on the air, or is that bad? Do we have to let him know that we're calling him? Because we're not entirely sure. We let him know that we were thinking about doing this. All right.
It's Marcus. When does he wake up?
He said he wakes up about 2 o'clock. So he could feasibly let this go to voicemail. I guess if it goes to voicemail, I can just tell him what happened on the show. Craig Esmeralda, you can help me out.
You reached Marcus. Give me a message, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
At the tone, please record your message.
I'm glad it wasn't his phone number.
When you're finished recording,
yeah, I was thinking about
hang
that
up,
too.
Press 1 for more options.
Hey, Marcus Leshock, it's Patty Vasquez.
And Craig Collins.
And Esmeralda.
Esmeralda, you got to jump in here.
Yeah. Say good morning.
Esmeralda Leon.
Hi.
Hey. We're talking to Marcus's voicemail.
Good
we
morning.
Are live on the air.
We are
Marcus.
Live on the air. I guess this is not his wake-up call. This is his first voicemail of the morning. He's going to wake up and see this. And how long do you think we have on his voicemail before it just
time
cuts
out?
Out
at some point.
Well, Marcus, we're sorry that we didn't get to wake you up today. Hopefully sometime this week, maybe next week, whenever, perhaps you leave it on ring. I don't know. I feel like he needs to have a special song for us.
It rang more than once, though, so I feel like this definitely was the voicemail we're leaving right now is it definitely vibrated or something, I'm thinking, you know?
All right. Maybe someone's calling to leave a message on Marcus's
I can't hang
voicemail.
Up on Marcus, though, to take that other call.
Marcus, what you missed where we had Major Porter, Sergeant Hurd, and Sergeant Paraka in studio with us from the Marines to cover the boot camp experience we had last week. We also had Rich Lenkoff on the air to talk about the Aaron Andrews settlement, which I'm sure that you guys will be covering on the morning news coming up in just a little bit. And, everyone should check out the WGN Morning News. It's the best morning news in Chicago. I think it's the best darn morning news team in the country, but that's just me. I'm just being particular. You also missed our conversation about, what's her name? I can't pronounce the Esmeralda, the tennis player, Martina... No.
Marva Zhukova.
Yeah, that one. What's the name of the tennis player, Craig?
Maria Sharapova?
That one.
Yeah, she definitely didn't do any super bad drugs,
all right.
In my opinion. Mm-hmm. She did a drug that's just been recently banned, Marcus. Not that big of a deal. Maria's lovely.
We look forward to hearing everyone's opinion on WGN Morning News about that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we also talked about Facebook and how some people keep their deceased friends' Facebook pages and how it's kind of a virtual grave site for friends. And also how Sergeant Paraka has beautiful eyelashes.
Right. We did. And how men can have beautiful eyelashes. That's a thing that we can just naturally have or not have.
I can't remember what Marcus's eyelashes look
deal.
Like.
I was about to ask, do you have beautiful eyelashes, Marcus Leshock?
He does have very nice eyes. He has Leshocking eyes.
I also wanted to know how his thighs were.
How are your thighs, Craig?
My thighs are doing better than I thought they'd be doing.
Can I tell you, this is the best voicemail I think I've left in my entire life? Because if it goes to how your thighs
feel... No, we're not going to hang up.
No, we're not hanging up at all. We're going to max out the space on his voicemail.
Yeah, I don't care.
So what did you do to recover after the Fight Fair climb,
Craig? I iced.
You iced?
Some people ice, some people heat.
And some people alternate. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I don't understand the alternating thing. That doesn't
2020.
We also went to breakfast, so it took me longer to ice than I had expected.
Yes, we did. We had a lovely breakfast at South Branch.
Yeah, Marcus was there for that.
You didn't eat.
Well, nobody ate except you and Hannah.
That's not true. Jackie and Shanae.
They ordered appetizers. No one else ordered food. That was awesome for you guys.
And everybody kept coming over and eating tater tots. Was I not supposed to order food?
I don't know.
I would have paid for my food.
You.
I did.
Right.
All right.
Marcus was also jealous of the food that you guys were having.
All right, then.
He ate the bacon, though, didn't he?
I was giving away food left and right, but I was really... I had not eaten before at all, not a bite. Did you eat before the Fight Fair climb?
No. Did you feed Marcus bacon, or was that someone else you fed bacon?
I fed bacon to whoever would eat my bacon.
Okay. I don't remember if Marcus ate your bacon.
It was a big bacon chair.
Yeah, you were. You were throwing bacon around.
Eat all my pork.
Right.
Yeah. And tater tots. Everyone was eating my tater tots.
Oh, people helped themselves to your tater tots like crazy.
It was encouraged. Okay. They were delicious.
Did you get any tater tots?
Yeah, I got a few. I got the required amount.
Good.
It was fantastic.
I really want to know who ate your bacon now.
I had as many people as wanted to eat my bacon.
There's a limited amount of bacon, though.
I know. And thank you for dropping me off at the Polar Plunge.
You're welcome.
That was great.
I wasn't allowed to drive back on the Lakeshore Drive. The police made me go. Yeah.
No, I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. I don't know what the deal was there.
What?
I just wanted to go. I was pointing.
Weren't there other cars?
The officer did a Superman stance. Yeah.
I should have stayed in the car with you and gotten off on the other side.
You should have.
I would have told him that I was a former lifeguard. I'm sure that would have gone a long way.
And you just came back from boot camp.
Maximum time permitted. If you are satisfied with your message, Press 1 to
listen. We're satisfied. Press 1.
Should we listen to our message?
Press 3.
No, we should not listen. I don't know how to press a button.
It's gotta be something
here.
We didn't get to.
Okay. Hold on.
Oh my God, this is my new favorite thing is a wake-up call from Marcus LaShock. So that's that was our voicemail to him, was that whole conversation.
Can we just do this to just random, not random people, but like friends of yours?
Absolutely. Yeah.
That message was received, by the way. It got sent off.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.